Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
We're cooking.
Are we cooking?
You cooking?
So
when do we get news? When are these trades dropping?
Isn't this the greatest time? Twitter season, baby. It's a lot of fun.
Not if you're a Nets fan.
Yeah, not if you're a Nets fan. Sorry, Adam. I mean, what a roller coaster of emotions, huh? They're leaving, they're staying, they're leaving, it's like one thing after another.
I feel like I'm in purgatory right now. Like the period between when KD asks out and KD finally gets traded is actual purgatory.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
it sucks because you just don't know if the value is going up, down, sideways. What are you going to get? It sucks.
Yeah, and from when this whole thing started, it was like, okay, once the Kyrie thing dropped at the beginning, right after the draft, that Monday after the draft when Kyrie was like, the contract's at an impasse, we don't know, then you knew something was off, okay? Then he opts in, and you're like, okay, maybe everything's all good, and then KD drops the bomb like an hour before free agency, and then since then it's just been, I don't know.
Well, it was such a random, it just came out of nowhere. There was no talk about it. It's just a random, you know, Shams tweet at 12 p.m. on like a Tuesday. It's just crazy. No, it was the actual free agency day. It was that Thursday deadline day.
Oh, but that was that.
It was like at 5 p.m. Alpha. Yeah.
Yeah, it was right before everything was supposed to start. But apparently, ever since they got swept, he's been upset ever since. Not upset, but I think he's been thinking about this and they've had conversations. And I knew I thought if the Kyrie contract would fall apart, he would do it. But I didn't think if he opted in, he would do it. That was the shocking thing. So I guess he was really, really mad after they lost.
And when did he sign the extension? Was it before this year?
This year is the first year of the extension. So the extension hasn't started yet.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
I mean, is there any hope that you have that they're just going to hold on to him?
I don't want to hold on to him. Like, I don't know. I think the fan base is kind of split. I think there's a lot of Net fans out there that are like, oh, let's try to run this thing back and try to be like kumbaya and then, you know, hopefully winning cures all. No,
it's
I don't
over.
Think any, yeah. I don't want any of that.
All right, so
like,
let's do this. Let's go around the room. Everyone's going to give their prediction. Late October, whenever the season's supposed to start, where is KD playing? Where is Kyrie playing? Adam, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, Kyrie to the Lakers, to me, is like the most inevitable trade of all time. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that that happens. Only because Kyrie is the second most untradeable player in the NBA. And the first most untradeable player in the NBA is Russell Westbrook. So I think that's the deal that's going to happen. And I think the Lakers are probably going to cave and throw in the 27 and 29 unprotected first round picks. And I think the Nets are going to also include Joe Harris in that deal.
Okay.
Hmm. So that's my Kyrie prediction.
But with that, you'd buy out Westbrook, right? You're not going to let him play.
I think Westbrook at that point either A, gets bought out, or B, there's a 13 that comes in. It could be the Spurs or the Pacers, depending on if either team, you know, tries to get in on Ayton. But I think somebody's going to grab Westbrook that's in the sweepstakes for the French kid and try to get one of those first picks that the Nets are going to get from the Lakers and just take him in.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I think happens with Kyrie. KD, I think, ends up on the Suns.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Bridges, you know, four firsts, three pick swaps, and then whatever they could get for Ayton. I know that the Nets are, like, infatuated with Donovan Mitchell. But again, with that whole rookie thing where you can't have two max rookies on the same team,
right,
that would mean they'd have to trade Ben Simmons. So unless if they can get off of Simmons, they would just to bring Mitchell in. If not, they're going to have to find a third team for Aiden or just take Aiden, which I don't hate either. But that's what I think it'll be.
Okay. Okay. Juice.
The Kyrie thing is really tough to say because nobody's taken Russell Westbrook back. Like, I was just reading, like, they made the big announcement that Michael Jordan's on the cover of the NBA 2K. So they're, like, slowly releasing things about the game. And Russell Westbrook's, like, a ranked, like, a 72 player. That's like if the Knicks drafted a first-round player, that's what that guy would be drafted.
Yep.
So I find it really tough. The Nets might just keep him on the roster. Kind of like it reminds me of that first year when D'Antoni took over the Knicks and he just didn't play Marbury. And it'll go to arbitration and it'll get drawn out. And eventually he gets moved or he just gets bought out. I don't know. I'm going to say they do that. I'm going to say they work on a buyout.
Okay.
And then he can go wherever. But the thing is with that, I don't think he can't go to Lakers, right? Because they don't have any money. Ooh. No team has cap. Kyrie Irving.
So he can't go to Lakers?
Right. Like he can't go anywhere really much. If say the Nets bought him out, right? They came to an agreement. We don't want you on the team anymore, but we're not trading you. Right, so they come to an agreement on a buyout. Where can he sign?
I think at that point, if he did that, I think because if he gets a buyout, let's say he's supposed to make $39 million. Let's say they give him like 30 for the buyout, and he eats $9 million. At that point, I think he probably just signed for the minimum,
the mid-level with the
Lakers. Yeah.
So if they hang on to their mid-level, they could get him.
That's
still.
$6 million, right?
Yeah. So I'll say that.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Okay, and KD.
Unless some teams like a sneaky team gets in there, like I don't know,
Dallas,
San Antonio, or Philadelphia.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah. But San Antonio, I mean, clearly they want Victor Wembanyama. Sorry.
they're probably in that tanking range, or maybe. Somehow he ends up on Washington because we'll get into that later. I just don't understand what Washington's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Philly would be weird because it seemed like Harden was like running away from that situation, you know?
If he goes to Philly, I will volunteer. He doesn't even have to pay for gas. I will drive him to Philly just to get, if I can get like Tobias Harris or any of their young guys, no problem. Hop in the car. I got enough space for his bags in the trunk. We'll figure it out.
The Durant thing is so interesting to me because I'm finding that a lot of mid-market teams are saying, oh, we're not going to give up our star for him, right? And the thing is, like, Kevin Durant, as much as, like, as drama-filled as he is, he's the one guy in the NBA that he is just, like, ball above all. Like, he will hoop anywhere, anytime. I feel like he's always in the gym. He loves basketball. So when I hear teams like Minnesota is not going to trade Karl Anthony Towns for Durant or Scottie Barnes isn't going to go for Toronto or even like I agree with Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons said like if Atlanta would just give up Trae Young, you know, you could have Kevin Durant probably. I just don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. You have him on the beginning of a four-year deal. He still probably has 2 years of prime KD, and if there's guys around him, you can contend. With that being said, the deal that makes sense to me is him back to Golden State if he wants to win titles. But I don't think he – because they have all the pieces, right? You can get Wiggins, Poole, Kuminga, Wiseman, and call it a day. But I agree with Adam. I think it's going to be Ayton, Bridges, three picks, two swaps, and then get the hell out of town. See you later.
Okay. Pancakes.
Yeah, so LeBron wants Kyrie bad, right? Kyrie wants to go there bad. It just seems like LeBron would sway LA franchise in general, Rich Paul, all the agents. It just seems like they're going to make it work out somehow. KD, it's tough. I think Suns could give them the most, but I just can't rule out Riley in Miami or like somehow if they got a third team involved. But I don't know who they would have to give up, like Harrow and Adebayo. Would they do that?
If the Nets could get off Simmons, I think Adebayo right would be awesome.
I heard they can't,
but they
can't trade Adebayo. I heard
they can't trade him if Ben's on the roster. If Ben Simmons is on the roster, they can't trade him.
Yeah.
But if they can get off Ben, if the Nets trade Ben Simmons, it opens up a lot of stuff.
Right.
So
I just have a feeling like Riley laying in the weeds like this, like they're close, but they're not going to win it with this team. I just have a feeling I can just really see KD in Miami.
So and I think
he wants to be there.
If Durant, that's the thing, Durant wants to play with Lowry. If Miami's willing to get off of Lowry, I think Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, Kyle Lowry, and some picks that may get it done.
Ugh. Yeah, you know, I'm still going with the Suns package there.
Because you like it better.
I agree.
I don't like that Miami package at all. Ugh. Not feeling that one.
But Adam, Ayton's not getting a max rookie extension, right? He's not getting the max. So technically, Ayton could play as long as he doesn't, if he takes a dollar less than the max, right? Like he doesn't, then he can play on the team.
Yeah. The Ayton thing's really crazy because it's like, if this guy signs an offer sheet somewhere tomorrow, then the Suns are essentially finished as far as KD goes. So the Suns have a little bit of pressure there.
For the Brooklyn Nets, though, if you put Simmons in the front court, that's an enticing front court, right? You got Simmons, Bridges, and Ayton. That's defensively.
I'm dying to see Simmons with Bridges. I think if Bridges was a top five defensive player last year, you know, as far as defensive player of the year, and he was all NBA defensive first team, the year before that, Simmons was runner up for defensive player of the year. I would love to see that. I think Toronto was kind of hot on Ayton for a minute. If you could make Toronto the third team, not the KD team, and do like an OG for Ayton swap, where like OG comes to the Nets now in that trade, and Ayton goes to Toronto, and now you got OG, Bridges, Cam Johnson, and picks. I don't hate that for the Nets. I think that's a good start. And then with all those picks, you know, maybe you can figure out something where you could trade for another guy too. They're not, I mean, that team's not going to really score a lot of points, but they'll play a really good defense.
No, they'll be real solid. And then you get TJ Warren, bubble TJ Warren dropping 50. So
the bubble guy.
The bubble god.
Bubble god.
Yeah.
When is the last time a player this caliber was open, you know, for trade, like wanting to be traded at this level? Carmelo.
Probably Melo, right?
Melo.
But like,
yeah,
was he really,
I would
like,
say
up there though, like at KD's level, I guess in his peak, right on Denver.
Yeah, because Melo was still in his 20s. Durant's 34. That's the part that I don't.
He's 34, right? Yeah, like obviously you can get a ton for him, but if you're a team, are you really just like,
I know
you kind of have to like be able to win it within 2 years, right?
Puts a lot of pressure.
Wait, Paul, did you say where Kyrie ends up?
Yeah, Lakers. I just think Rich Paul, LeBron, like they're going to finagle that away somehow because he clearly wants to be there and LeBron wants him there. So,
yeah,
it's going to be a lot of maneuvering, but I feel like it's going to happen.
I
could see Dallas, though, too. Like you said, that'd be a good fit.
And you're saying Durant, Miami.
I do think it will be Phoenix, but I just, it would not shock me at all with to go to Miami. I just never count out Riley. Can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if he gets a third team involved. But yeah, I think Phoenix has the most assets.
Okay. So, first and foremost, I think this is going to go all off season, like into training camp, becomes like a staring match, you know. KD and Kyrie, you know, looking at marks and, you know, front office and just what's going on? What's the deal? And, you know, just kind of like a staring, you know what I mean? And nothing happens. And then eventually, like, I don't know, a week before or something, they feel the pressure. And inevitably, it's the Suns package for KD. I don't know why he wants the Suns so bad. And Kyrie to the Lakers, or I don't know how they pull it off, but the Mavericks, I don't know. I feel like that's going to happen, possibly. But yeah, most likely the Lakers. But can anyone explain to me why KD wants his son so much? Is Chris Paul a good friend? What's the deal there?
So also, the word is he wants to play with Booker, right?
How good are the Suns if it's just, well, you know, Booker and KD would be great, really good, but I mean, they're giving up a ton, right?
Yeah.
What's left?
Yeah, Chris Paul's like, you know, he's always injured. So you can't rely on him. Can't rely on KD. You couldn't even rely on Booker. Wasn't he injured? Or he had COVID or something? Wasn't he out? Well, COVID was a book thing, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not feeling that team. I just don't get it. I don't know why, you know, it's 110 degrees most of the year. It's just like, I don't know. What's the great thing? Did he look at Phoenix like, oh, they were just, you know, one player away? But now you're taking away a couple of their players. So I don't get it.
Yeah. They won 67 games last year.
No, they're
just crazy.
They were great. Yeah. They combusted, you know, they just completely fell apart, especially that game seven. Could have just been a fluky thing. Yeah,
I'm gonna push back a little bit on this taking the whole training camp. I know a lot of people are saying. I think Woj said that too. Like they think it's gonna take forever.
Yeah,
but I think the one reason why I think this is done by the end of this week, KD ends up on the Suns is because the Ayton factor. Because you know Ayton right now, like if he's still talking to teams about signing an extension, once he signs an extension. Or once he signs a contract, an offer sheet to be, you know, in restricted free agency, they can't trade him for a year after that. So if they can't trade him for a year, then the math doesn't even work for a KD trade to Phoenix. So it makes a lot of sense for the Suns. I think they have a little bit of sense of urgency here to figure out what the third team is going to be. To where I think if they could find the third team to take Ayton and get something back that the Nets are interested in, that's when I think it's gonna happen. But again, if Ayton, I don't think Ayton's gonna wait all the way to training camp without a contract. You know, a player who's basically, you know, I don't know, what is he, 23? I'm not saying he's an all-star, but you know, 16-8 or something like that. You know, he's a pretty solid center. You know, for him to be out there for that long, it's unusual. It's not like he's like a minimum guy. So I would think that he's probably gonna get frustrated and sign an offer sheet at some point.
Okay. So that forces it. Interesting.
I don't understand any of this. It just makes no sense.
Because, like, you know, so you got Kyrie, right? He opted in. Work with the organization, kind of you on the player's end too. They have to be a little bit flexible, but they have the coach they want. The two guys are together. They're going to get a healthy Ben Simmons. Kevin Durant, I just watched that Letterman special on Netflix where he's on it. He's getting interviewed. He like Brooklyn is his vibe. His what's the name of his company again? I forgot. Now it's like 35 Ventures.
Yeah,
yeah. That's they're taking off. They're producing all his stuff. You know, even that the new point guard documentary on Showtime is produced by Kleinman and Durant.
Yep.
Like that company. It just like Brooklyn seems so Kevin Durant. I don't know what the Nets did to make him this mad.
How long do you think he was upset for?
The whole season.
The whole season, sounds like, yeah. When Kyrie didn't get the extension, correct?
Or the whole COVID, like...
It's not even the whole, like, Kyrie extension. I always tell Adam this, and it's his pinned tweet. Go back and read Adam's pinned tweet. Like, there's too many things that happened this year.
Yeah,
it was a comedy of errors. It was the season from hell, like from Jump Street. And if you go from the top all the way to the bottom, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Okay. And now the situation is for him to ask out when this is your bed, man. Like, you know, like everything that's happened, I'm unhappy with playing with, you know, this situation. I don't like this. I don't like this coach. I don't like this, that, like everything that happened, like you're the one who wanted to play with Kyrie. You're the one who pushed for the Harden trade. The Harden trade didn't work out. You're the one who wanted Kenny Atkinson gone. Like everything along the way has been done for you. And the minute the Nets are like, hey, instead of a 5-year contract for Kyrie, let's do 4. And it's just, okay, that's it. I'm out. Like the minute they take back one, like iota of control, he decides that. I think he looks like a little bit of a chump here, honestly.
A little bit.
Yeah. You know,
like, a lot of
his legacy is cooked.
Yeah.
His legacy.
It was already bad. Both guys' reputations are, I mean, they were already bad. Now it's like infinity bad. I mean, it's what I don't get is it wasn't up to the Nets to not play Kyrie for the vaccine, right? Wasn't that like a city? That was a city rule, right?
Yeah.
So what's
the city mandate?
Yeah, city mandate. So what is KD mad at the? You know, I can't see him being mad at the Nets about the vaccine. I mean, that was up to the city. That was the city, not the Nets. I don't know. There's clearly
no. Yeah, he's not blaming them. I think it was just like Adam said, it was just a combination of everything just made his experience like not very
right.
You know, happy. It was just you know,
but like he wants to move on. But it's so bad that he wants out. Like I just don't get why it's that bad that they. You know, I don't know.
I'm putting on my tin hat here because I've been reading a lot of Twitter, but I heard that James Harden got there. And, you know, right from the get-go, he's not a New York person or a Brooklyn person. Right. Like, he didn't like that. But he was willing to come and suck it up to win a title and, like, create their own big three. And once he got there, the whole Kyrie thing just really turned him off. And he like, didn't care anymore. He was like, get me out of here. I don't care.
That's not even a conspiracy. Yeah. I think that's, like, all facts.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I also think that I know it's like KD demanded the trade, but I also think it's a little bit mutual. I think that the Nets didn't want to come back with the same team. And they definitely didn't want Kyrie back. And I think they were ready to just be like, hey, if KD's going to ask out, he's going to ask out. But this is what we're going to do. We're not going to do this Kyrie thing again. We need to take some of this team back. You know what I mean? Because the way it's gone, Joe Tsai, the owner, he's paid two of the four biggest luxury taxes in the history of the NBA, and they've won one playoff series.
Yeah.
Like, I, at some point, you're going to stop footing that bill. I don't care who you are. You know, I don't care how much money you have. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, that's going to get old. You know, maybe it'd be a different situation if they got to the conference finals, they lost in seven or got to the finals. But the return on investment for the owner. On top of the fact that, you know, Kyrie, after the playoff series, Kyrie's going, yeah, I'm up there with Joe and Sean, and we're going to talk about what's going to happen. I think I'm the GM, you know, and before that, he had that whole thing where he was the coach, you know, it's collaborative. We don't have a head coach. I don't see us having a head coach. I think the whole thing just turned everybody off. And the fact that they didn't, like, and that's fine if you win, but if you don't win, then I think that gets old.
Yeah,
it's a good point. Really good point.
I think we're gonna find out the truth in a book, a few years from now, or a lot of years from now, right? There's definitely some behind the scenes stuff because you make a good point, right? Maybe Joe Tsai was talking to his billionaire friends or some other people, like Durant and Kyrie, they're not worth it, whatever, and it somehow got back to them. You know, like anything to really piss, you know, Durant and Kyrie off. It's all in play there. So, who knows? It's a disaster. it's the worst I've ever seen, right? In league history. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Kobe.
We're ready for the Ben Simmons Nets.
Oh yeah.
It's unfortunate because this is like so Knicks, right? Like in another universe, these two idiots sign with the Knicks, and this same exact thing happens. And I probably would never be a basketball fan ever again.
Yeah, I don't know how you deal with this, Adam. Like,
it would have ruined it for me. But it's just, you know, then I can't say that the Nets sold out because any other team would have done it, and I would have absolutely done it too. Is like they got rid of their great coach and their great lovable players that were probably what, like a six seed, and they were young and all this stuff to just go for that super team. You know, the big three, and these two guys, their personalities are just they're out there.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think it's you know, you're gonna bet on two superstars every time, but it was just these two superstars, and not just these two superstars, but these two superstars together. It was just so combustible from the get go, and you know, some people are like, hey man, you know, if you can go back in time and go back to that D'Angelo Russell team, but the truth is. If you know, if you pay D'Angelo Russell that max money and they're capped out with that team, where are they really going?
Yeah.
So
the Knicks, you know, like it would be like that.
Yeah,
they would have just been running into a wall every year. So I still think they're in a decent situation if Ben Simmons is ready to come back and play. I mean, and you can get something back for KD. I mean, obviously you're not going to be in contention next year, but at least you got the start of something, maybe.
Yeah,
Marks will get a lot back. I have confidence in him that he'll get a really nice haul.
He'll get a good return. Back. Yeah, and I think are the
I mean, look how much
Look at Gobert. How much he got?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. Real quick, just put a bow on the Nets here. Dark horse for Kyrie. T-Wolves, maybe? I don't know why I'm hearing T-Wolves. They're getting very aggressive. I don't know if they have any picks left, but
they're going for it.
But maybe like a D Russell comes, you know, homecoming back to Brooklyn, bunch of more picks. I don't know. Do they have?
I love it.
Yeah. Right. Like, I mean, I could see that. You know, something like
that. I would trade Kyrie for D'Angelo Russell straight up right now.
I mean, that. So I could see
you just want to see Kyrie on the lakes of Minnetonka.
I've been there in the winter
with a Prince outfit.
I know what that's like.
But that's a good segue there. Clearly, the T-Wolves are being very aggressive. I mean, what are we doing here? Rudy Gobert is a nice player, nice defensive player, but my goodness, what a haul! I mean, do you guys like the fit at all? I don't.
I kind of think the whole thing is contingent on Anthony Edwards like taking a massive leap, right?
Right.
Right. So if he takes that leap, then I mean, you got a defensive star there, and I guess Kat doesn't have to worry about all that stuff. You know, the whole defense, rebounding, getting physical thing, and he can just kind of do his thing on the perimeter. So, all that for Gobert is a lot.
So what? It was Patrick Beverley. Four first rounders, some other guys that are like just throw-ins. Is that what it was?
No.
Hold on. Let me see.
Pat Beverly wasn't involved.
No,
yeah, he was.
He was involved?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they gave up Beasley. He's a good, you know, shooting, like scoring guy off the bench.
Yeah.
Beverly, Leandro Balmero, no idea. But Walker Kessler, who I really like coming out of college, Auburn. He was the 22 pick in this draft. Jared Vanderbilt, which was another former.
Yeah, he's a nice player.
Draft pick. Yeah, he's not bad at all. And then you have four first round picks and a pick swap in 26.
Oh my God.
So basically five unprotected.
Oh my God. Jesus.
All of them? God. Every single one?
I didn't see that, but I think so.
I think
you're
right. I think so. Yeah, that's.
So I mean, what they're starting five as is right now is Russell, Edwards, McDaniels, Gobert, and Towns, right?
Yeah, yeah, and they got Kyle Anderson, which was a very nice signing.
Yeah,
he's a solid player, bench guy. But yeah, I don't know Gobert. I mean, that much for a guy who plays one side of the ball and has, not gonna lie, regressed a little bit on that side of the ball. I get it. New ownership. They got to be aggressive. You know, they thought they were one player away, maybe. So let's see.
And also, how much is that going to force, you know, Towns? He obviously plays on the perimeter a lot to begin with. But with Gobert just clogging up the paint on offense, like, are you really going to be posting up Towns, like, down low, like, on the block like that very often? He's going to turn into, like, a strictly mid-range long, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what you really want to do with him. He can do it, but you want him to score at all levels. Gobert's just going to clog up the lane, especially you have Edwards and, you know, Russell, who are penetrating guards. Like, I don't know. The fit's going to be interesting. I think we'll know pretty quickly if it's going to work out for them.
Carl Anthony Towns got an extension, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big money.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think they're going to be a good regular season team.
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't see them
winning, like, in the second round.
No.
Right. That's
if Edwards really just like
takes
just
the
blows
lead.
Up more next year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got serious
which is
star
possible.
Yeah.
It's possible.
No, serious star potential. Obviously, the kid, he's very charismatic, great actor.
Yeah, bro. He's a modern day Tupac Shakur.
Kermit. Ooh, I like that. but yeah, you know, I think. Isn't Anthony Edwards only like? Is he 21 yet?
He's a baby, man. He's
a
like
baby.
Yeah, one year.
Look at him now. He's only 20.
That's insane. Like he's so built. Like he's only gonna get stronger. Yeah, I mean he has like serious like top 10 in the league potential. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, it all depends on that leap. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't like the trade. Do you guys like – I mean, is there a signing that, like, any of you guys liked so far in free agency?
DiVincenzo.
I like that one. That's a good one. I wish – you know, we kept talking about the Big Ragu, you know, signing with the Knicks. I thought that would have been a great fit, playing with his buddy Jalen – Brunson? Like, was that even thought about? Like, that would have been a perfect fit.
Where did he end up?
Golden State.
Golden State, of course. You know?
Yeah, that's a good fit.
They snatch him.
He's gonna kill it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, Juice, just go off about the Beal signing.
Here's my thing. Bradley Beal got $251 million. And to me, he just, like, leads the league in scoring. Like, maybe two. I think he's done it 2 or 3 years. And then that's it. Like, what else? He doesn't win. He's not taking the team even to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yep. So what the hell are you paying for? And I don't even, to my knowledge, he's not a player that's going to attract other people.
No. He's
and you don't even have money to sign other people, because between him and Porzingis, your cap is already – what, $70 to $80 million a year just with those two guys, and Porzingis can't even play the whole year. So
you're just not going to hear about him for like the next 4 or 5 years. He's just going to be
no player. And I thought Carmelo Anthony was the last player that was ever going to get this. I think he was the last.
Yep.
After Kobe,
mm-hmm.
To get a no trade clause. Like, why would they do that? I mean, his contract is probably going to be untradeable in 4 years anyway, or 5 years. But damn, you really just—you're stuck with this guy.
Yeah, they're in a terrible spot. They're just going to be irrelevant. You know, I don't get why. Obviously, he wanted the money, but why did this make sense to the Wizards? You know, like I don't see. You know,
they probably figured they're never going to get a guy on that level to come there.
I guess.
As a free agent. So they're like, you kind of
sport. The only thing I can think of is that in 2025, the cap goes up, they redo the collective bargaining agreement, and maybe there's more money and more flexibility, and then that deal isn't so bad. That's kind of scary to me, because these guys already made...
I know. We're shitload.
Absurd money. But I just, like, Bradley Beal... Like, it's not – there's so many other guys I'd be just excited about that are over him.
Yeah.
Adam, how about Bruce Brown going to Denver?
Yeah, I realized – sorry, I got kicked off for a sec. That's why I didn't say anything. But I really like that Bruce Brown thing for them. I get why the Nets didn't bring him back, because they traded a first-rounder for Royce O'Neal, which kind of looks kind of silly right now, considering the state of the team.
Why would they do that?
The theory is they made that trade, and it kind of checks out. They made that trade before KD asked out. That's the theory. But for them, I mean, for a guy that just, you know, basically his whole game is, you know, playing off other superstars, you know, playing off Jokic, I think he's a perfect fit there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what team I really like what they did? Portland.
Yes, I was going to say Portland too. Anthony Simons, you know, holy shit, $25 million. He's good.
He's good. He'll earn it.
Okay.
He's still really young too.
Yeah, but that was. I mean, a lot of quiche. You know.
They're banking on that. He'll.
Yeah, clearly.
But that was a lot of money.
But you lock him in. It means you're starting shooting guard. You can play point. And trade for Jeremy Grant. Would they give up for Jeremy Grant?
Like just a first.
Yeah, just a first.
Just a pick, yeah.
They're bringing Nurkic back. And then who else did they?
Gary Payton.
Yeah, why wouldn't Golden State try and bring him back? You know, Dante's good, but like, I don't know. Gary Payton Jr.
I think the money. It's probably the money.
Yeah.
Didn't think he was worth what he got. I don't even know what he got, but.
And they got my boy. Shaden Sharp.
That's right. Who is the mystery man of the draft, right? I mean, he could be an NBA superstar for all we know.
Josh Hart's on the team.
Right, they got Josh. Yeah, they got a good team.
I like they built like a lot of defensive guys around.
Oh, Joe Ingles.
No, Ingles went to the
Bucks.
He went to the Bucks.
What the hell? Why is it show on the roster? Oh, there's a different Joe Ingles.
Really?
No. He was traded to the Blazers, and then I think now recently signed. Because these guys didn't officially sign. They're still there's no announcement that the Knicks got Brunson or anything. Like, none of these deals are done. I think today Beal announced.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. But like,
if you guys saw Zion did the whole public signature.
Saw that.
Thing. Yeah.
Saw that. He's like, all you have to do is ask. Hey, RJ! but people were like threatening his family. I mean, it was fucked up. But yeah, I saw that. But what else? I mean, there's still a lot of signings out there. Obviously, Ayton, Sexton. Trying to think who else is still.
I read today that there's no market for Sexton,
which is weird, right? Like, are people just scared of his injury? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah, the injury was scary. I don't think he's a player that you take on the upside, like you're hoping he explodes. But I think no one's pleased with his defense, and he does seem a little bit like a black hole. And this injury is really bad. It's a dislocated patella.
Oof. Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember that first game when Kyrie, KD, and Harden played together against Sexton.
Yeah, he dropped 48 points. Yeah, I was just about to mention that.
that was the only game my fiance watched for me that year, and she's like, "Hey, so is this guy the best player in the whole NBA?" I was like, "Not exactly, but."
Yeah, I was just about to mention that he did once upon a time drop 48 on or almost 50 on. The full squad net. So how many games did the three of them play together? I know KD and Kyrie only played 44 games together.
16.
Unbelievable. 13-3.
Adam, should we run off the tandems that had more games? That was like astonishing.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it.
So I think one of them was Patrick Ewing and Gary Payton as a tandem.
Oh, God. Let me give you another one. Wait, Akeem Olajuwon, Vince Carter.
Oh my God!
How do you remember that? Wow!
Oh my God!
Unreal, man.
Akeem was at Toronto.
Yeah. At the end.
Wow. At the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about Steve Nash and Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, that's the other one.
Yeah, they're on the SI cover with Dwight Howard too. Oh man!
One more. Shaq and LeBron. In Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland. That's right. Cleveland LeBron. Cleveland Shaq. That's right. The big, I don't know what his name was there, but he was a Sun too. He's a big cactus, right?
Yeah.
He was a Celtic.
He was a Celtic.
Like, he was on a lot of teams. The big leprechaun. So weird.
The big leprechaun, or, you know.
We talked a lot about free agency, but that was like week after the draft. I thought the draft was really fun and exciting.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's a good segue into the Knickies here.
Before we get into the Knicks, so Paolo goes one, right? And the night before, his odds from Vegas go like to be number one. And then Woj comes out with that tweet saying, no, he knows what he knows, and it's going to be Jabari one. And Chet 2 and, you know, Paolo 3. And then it didn't happen, right? So does Vegas know more than Woj and, like, all these guys now? Like, what the hell's going on?
Do you think some of that was for TV? Like, Woj knew but, like, didn't want to say it and was kind of trying to build drama a little bit? Or,
but, like, why does he get – because he's always in that, like
– But sometimes it's weird. Like, I know what you mean with Vegas, but sometimes I feel like they try to trick people. So – it was weird. Sometimes I feel like Vegas, they play games like that. So, like, they switch a big favorite, and then everyone piles on in that name, and then they switch it again, and it's all just back and forth. They just want action on someone. But I didn't think that he was really going to go one, and then it happened.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
If I'm the Magic, I'm happy.
At the same time, if I'm a Magic fan, after watching last night and currently, you got to be a little worried. No? Chet the Egg is looking pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, first off, back to the signings. I hated the Lou Dort contract. Nice player.
Yeah, 80 million.
That was crazy.
What do you get? 87 million?
Yeah, that
for
was
like
insane.
That's insane.
Yeah, nice player. Nice player. Great defensive player. I think he averages like 17 a game.
He's a very good role player.
Very good role player. But yeah, that was a lot of moolah. But I like that team. Giddy, Shea Gillius, Dort, and then the Thin Towers, Poku and Chet.
Yeah.
I thought Dort was going to get half that.
Fun team. Yeah. Bizarre. A lot of people just got paid. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Interesting stuff. But yeah, the draft, I mean, you know, obviously we were hopeful for the Knicks to trade up for Ivy. And I don't know, watching Twitter, I mean, it was like, it felt like it was happening, like any second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it didn't.
Are you guys, as Knicks fans, worried that Oklahoma City was like, I'm going to trade three picks for this guy that at 13 at all?
I thought that was a little odd, to be honest. I'm like, well, what's going on here?
Like, why do they love this dude so much? Like, what do they know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the French kid? Yeah.
I thought about that, but they had so many picks. They had so many firsts from the various all superstars that, like,
oh, yeah, true,
had a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I think the Knicks had the three worst picks that they own. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, they're all heavily protected.
So wait, hold on. I'm very confused right now. I'm looking at the trade, right? The three picks that they got are all 2023.
They're protected.
But they're protected, yeah.
Heavily protected. Yeah. So like they will.
Right. But does that mean like they could technically have like three picks in the 20s next year and then like their own pick?
I guess so, technically.
Yeah, but right? Like
probably unlikely.
It's unlikely because I think the three teams that picks right. belong to are bad.
I'm they're looking ready. At it. Yeah, Washington is protected top 14, so they're probably that's protected. Denver is top 14, so they'll get Denver's pick. And Detroit is top 18, so they'll probably just have Denver's pick next year.
Yeah, but you know, then they end up getting Durin. Which,
I think that's where they made the mistake.
We all would have loved him. I know.
I kind of get what they're doing. So what they did was they got these three picks, right? And you're like, okay, great. We got all these assets. We all think they're going up to grab Jaden Ivey.
Yep.
And what they do is they just flip what they took the pick that they got, the first rounder, and then they flipped that with Kemba, right?
Why would they do that?
To get off
Kemba's money.
Are you doing the Windhorst? Yeah. Why would they do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, that Kemba deal just looks so bad when you think about it for two years.
It wasn't even that much money that Kemba was bad. I think it was owed like $8 million. But they were just trying to clear the deck.
As much as
they could for Jalen. And they're doing all this without even clearing Burks and Nerlens yet, so they must have been sweating a little bit. Like, what if we don't find a team? Like, you know, what if Detroit doesn't do that deal and nobody else takes on?
What do they do? Yeah,
you're sitting there.
I kind of think they knew at the draft that like this was happening. They were like, okay, we're getting Jalen Brunson. It's over.
Yeah.
So.
So they signed Brunson. They get their guy. We've known this since what, March, April, that he was going to be a Knick pretty much. Which, listen, you know, we go back to obviously all the ties, you know, his dad and the family and Leon Rose's son is his agent and the whole thing. But you get him, you know, pretty good deal. 4 years, what, 104, 106?
104.
Obviously, he's a stud. Yeah, he's never made an all-star game. He's only 25. So, you know, I think we got our guy. I think we got our point guard. The question.
Well, they were showing tone like. The list of NBA Knick point guards in the past, I don't know, 20 some years, it's pathetic. He's immediately like,
yeah,
in the top two.
Yeah. I mean, him or, I mean, I guess you could look at Derrick Rose, but yeah, I mean, obviously with the injuries and the age, and I guess him and Derrick Rose are pretty close too. I'm still wondering where Derrick Rose's role on this team is. Is he going to be healthy enough? Who knows? Are the Knicks making another move here? I mean, if anything, I guess for Brunson, there's like a sign and trade situation where we'll probably give Dallas Fournier, which they need to do because Fournier, you know, unless he wants to come off the bench, he shouldn't be on this team. We have too much young talent, I think, that needs to play. So, do you guys think there's another move coming for the Knickies here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
What I didn't like was the Durin trade. Just keep Durin.
I know. Because I know.
For me, there's always... I mean, now we got Hartenstein, right?
And yeah.
You have a backup.
Hartenstein!
Hartenstein! Schleichenkoffer!
Like, my whole thing is every year in the draft, between picks 8 to 15, there's one or two of the guys that are an all-star and one's like could be a superstar. And like when you're this bad, just make the pick. You know, make a pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Obviously, it's more exciting, right? We had to wait like a whole nother week for, you know, anything else to happen. But yeah, Hartenstein's nice. You know, we're hearing all these nice things about him. His, you know, per 36s and all this, you know, how good he is. He could pass, he could shoot, he could play defense. So, you know, I've seen he can run the floor really well. Like, he's athletic. So I like the pick. We re-signed Mitch. Not the pick, the signing. We re-signed Mitch.
So that was the first draft pick?
Since Ward. Charlie Ward.
Yeah.
Since Charlie Ward, but he's not the first rounder. That'll be Barrett.
That's all you got to know about the franchise. Like, yeah. Everything else means nothing. That's literally, if you show that stat to everyone, be like, oh, why they suck? That right there.
That's it. No consistency.
I think the Knicks are the big winners in free agency. Or one, not the big, but one of the big winners so far. Just because
I actually agree.
They didn't give up anything else.
Yeah, I actually agree. Because I'm not really impressed with a lot of other teams' free agency so far.
I like the Brunson move for the fact that I think he's going to make – he keeps the ball out of Randall's hands, and he's going to make Barrett and Quickly and Obi much better. That's why I like it. I mean, I know people are saying that.
Obi's.
Well,
he's this, he's that, but he just makes those guys better.
So let's talk about Julius Randall, because that's the biggest question mark for this team. Are we getting – first off, is Julius Randle coming back? That's question number one. Question number two, if he is coming back, are we getting first year in the Knicks Julius Randle? Are we getting second year most improved player, second team All-NBA Julius Randle? Or are we getting, you know, lazy, you know, fuck you fans Julius Randle? Like, what are we getting?
We'll get the first year.
Ugh.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Ugh.
I meant the second year.
Okay. So you're saying second team All NBA Julius Randle.
Close to it. Yeah, he's gonna come back. Man on a mission.
Okay.
I think we're getting the average of the three.
He's gonna get something in the middle. I don't think he's ever gonna shoot like 40-something% from three again. I just think that was kind of like an empty gym thing.
Okay.
But I do think that.
I agree. By the way.
With Brunson kind of taking that pressure off, and he doesn't have to create as much, I think that's going to open up a lot for him.
Yeah, because I agree, because how many times were we like, you know, pulling our hair out, even though I can't pull my hair out, with Julius bringing the ball up the court, right? That's not going to happen anymore. It's going to be either Brunson or Quickly or RJ, you know, like, unless Randall really gets greedy and he starts doing it again, but... Yeah, I you'd hope that would not happen, because it started. It happened his first year on the Knicks, and it happened last year, but it didn't really. You didn't see it too much in the second season.
He's gonna have to start out quick, strong, because the fans will like really just annihilate him.
Yep, they'll turn on him quick. Yeah,
they'll support him if they're like, okay, he's back. Like we'll ease off on him, but if he starts slow, it's a wrap.
Yeah,
it's a problem.
So
how many lefties do they have now? They have four?
God.
Three out of five for the starting lineup.
And Hartenstein's lefty, yeah. Yep.
Go grab Tad Young. You're getting close to a full lefty lineup.
So Brunson, RJ, Randall, Mitch, you got to think if they keep Randall. You know, those are the starters. So who starts at the two? Is it Grimes or Quickly?
Fournier.
Oh, if Fournier, they bring him back. Oh.
If he's there, yeah. But I think they would do Grimes because Grimes is a better defender. He's bigger, and you have Quickly off the bench for scoring.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind Fournier off the bench for scoring either. I really wouldn't. I think he's nice off the bench. Hits threes.
Nick record, man.
Yeah. So
I'm happy. I'm very happy that they got Jalen Brunson. Very nice to walk away with something.
Yeah, same.
But I think they did strike out twice. And I think the first one was Ivy, and the second one was DeJounte Murray. And
that hurt. Yeah, that was
Murray hurts. And now I'm really conflicted that you have 11 first rounders, and I think now it's like 9 second rounders in the next 7 years. And I don't know who you're going to get. And I don't think it's Donovan Mitchell. I really don't see him. And I don't even know if you get him, if he fits in well with Brunson in a backcourt. I just don't know. And there's something to be said. I think us Knicks fans think the world of Quickly and Obi. But I think, and Adam can probably attest to it, I think the rest of the league doesn't value our guys.
I don't know. Because Kendrick Perkins just recently.
Tony, listen. I offered Adam, I said, I want Durant. What do you want? And he said nothing. So I know, I do know.
Kendrick Perkins recently, I think it was on First Take or something with Stephen A. Smith, actually talked about Obi and Quickly and some of the things that just us Knicks fans have been saying about these guys. And, Bill Simmons, Russillo, they like these guys too. I feel like if you know basketball, then you like these guys. But if you're the Stephen A's.
Yeah, but you're not trading your superstar for this.
Yeah, I like Quigley. I think he's good. I like some of the stuff with Obi, but I'm what is the ceiling of Quigley to me is a six man.
Yeah.
And that's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Obi to me is a seventh or eighth guy. I don't know. I definitely could be wrong, but I know Obi was really good at the end of the year in a bunch of games that really, I don't know, didn't really matter. But I don't know. I want to see more, basically. Maybe if Randall's not there, it looks different with Obi. But you do have, with all those draft picks, I really like what you did with Brunson. I like RJ. I do like RJ. So I think that the Knicks are on the cusp of something. And I think they have enough assets to get a third guy. I wouldn't pick Mitchell just because I wouldn't want two guys that small in the backcourt because I saw what the Celtics did to the Nets in the first round with a bunch of little guys. But I definitely think that they have the assets to get another guy.
You don't think Mitchell plays bigger, though? He's 6'10 wingspan. He's athletic. He plays bigger, though, no? Because I've been seeing that a lot.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I wouldn't love it. I wouldn't love it next to Brunson. I'm sure they can make it work, but I just wouldn't love it.
What I'd love to see is Donovan Mitchell come out and say, I want to be here or I want to get traded. I want him to say something because it's the biggest mystery in the league right now. Is he going to get traded or is he not?
He shouldn't have signed that extension.
I know.
It's so annoying when these guys, they always regret it. They sign it way too early and they're like, shit.
Yeah.
They're going to grab the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all doing it. Yeah.
I get it, but
Garland just did. Yeah.
I wanted Murray, but also the other side of it was just that kid's really young. Why did Popovich give up on him? And this is where I'm going to do the Windhorst. Why is that?
Why did he do that?
Popovich is the smartest, him and Pat Riley, right? The two guys that know all things basketball. Why is he getting off Murray?
I don't think they want to pay him because they know that they're rebuilding so much. And it's
maybe he told them, I'm not signing here. And they just did it before the gun. But it just doesn't, I don't know. Popovich is the Oz, Wizard of Oz. He knows.
Yeah, well,
he is, but it's been a while. When's the last time they made the playoffs?
Long time. Yeah. Long time. No, I think it was. I think Murray, I think he came out and said that it ended, they parted ways, mutual. It was a happy ending. I think they kind of sat down with him and were like, hey, listen, we're not pursuing any other stars. We're just, kind of in rebuild mode or we're building something, Are you patient enough for this? And maybe he wasn't. And he's I didn't realize he's pretty close with Trae Young. I don't know how that fit will look, if I'm being honest. Everyone loves it. you know, they could both.
They're
play
gonna up. Have to. I don't know. They're gonna have to stagger it. Like, obviously, they'll both start, but I'm sure, you know, second, third, fourth quarter, they're gonna be leading the team like as a point guard, while the others on the bench. You know, they'll keep each other fresh, but yeah, like crunch time in a fourth quarter, who's bringing up the ball? Are you just put like Murray's not like a guy you like leave on the wing. Like that's not his game at all.
Yeah, he can't really shoot, right?
He can't shoot.
Yeah. So you would need. It's gonna be interesting, but he's a really good defender. It'll make it a lot easier for Trey guarding point guards. He can guard the best perimeter guy.
Yeah,
he's an animal on defense.
Why'd they trade Herter?
Yeah, that was a weird one, right?
Well, I think they just don't have enough minutes for him, right?
I don't know. He's a stud.
Yeah, I figured.
I like him too.
I would have loved him on the Knicks, but
yeah,
Sacramento—they're getting some guys.
And we also didn't mention the favorite to win the champion, the Boston Celtics. They signed Gallo, and they picked up Brogdon, which I wanted him for the Knicks.
I know they got two. That was, really good signings. Yeah.
They got Brogdon for free, basically.
Yep. Yep. Steven strikes again.
And that's the player that they were missing in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah. I mean, both those guys are
scoring point guard like that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Both those guys are injury prone, but if they're healthy, those are two great additions to an already really good team. So, I don't know. What didn't we talk about? I think we got everything, no?
Wait, I want to go back to the Knicks for one second.
Yeah, go back. Yeah.
Okay, you guys, I want to say something a little sacrilege for you guys.
You guys.
Okay. So, RJ Barrett, he's due. How much? What does that extension look like next year?
Yeah, good question.
5 years.
150. Because
Garland, is he a max that. Guy?
Garland got 230, right?
I thought he got
215.
Anyone?
Not giving RJ Barrett quarter.
He's got to make an All Star game. Garland made the All Star team. He made the All Star team. RJ's got to prove that, right?
Yeah, that's a thing though. Like once Garland signed, I was like, oh shit. So what's the number for RJ?
So my question was going to be: you have all these picks, right? RJ. Now you got team control with RJ and maybe three or four picks. Is there a guy out there, or is there a guy that maybe is going to ask out soon that you maybe consider that for? Or is it kind of let's just do this with RJ? He's our guy, hometown guy.
I'd have to know the player.
Like
if you say Donovan Mitchell, I'm going to sit there and think about it.
Okay.
I'm going to think about it.
Yeah.
But, I got to know who the player is.
Yeah, RJ, this is obviously they're not giving them, I don't think they're giving them that extension this offseason. So this is just like a prove it year, no? So Garland obviously went up a level, made the All-Star team. So I checked it. He got 5 years, 193. 5 years, 193. So 38 a year. So obviously if RJ makes the All-Star, I mean, he averaged 20 points a game last year. If he can bring that up to 24, 25. Make an all-star team. He's going to get it, right? Probably the same money. Yeah, so we'll see.
I kind of think, I don't think you could have RJ and Barrett. Like, once you pay RJ and he's got his, you know, let's say he's a 30-something guy and Randall is already a 30-something guy. I don't think you'd have both those guys. So I think they're going to have to make a decision before the trade deadline this year between Randall and RJ. That's my guess. I don't know about you guys.
I'm imploring for them to do that like right now, which they might be. I mean, Randall's been in trade rumors, not like, I don't know. I don't think anyone like really that credentialed has put out those rumors. It's more like those like, you know, just those like Legion Hoops or NBA, you know what I mean? Like just those like,
you know,
they're sort of rumors. They're sort of true, but not really. Like one of those. So I don't know. I really don't know.
You have to watch RJ and make a decision on what his ceiling is, right? And if his ceiling is never what Donovan Mitchell is now, then you do that deal, right? You trade RJ and picks and get Donovan Mitchell. But I don't know. Like, all these young guys that are really doing well and building up their games, for now, they seem almost happy where they are. It's the older guys that are disgruntled and that, like, give me my money and I want to play here and play with this person and that person. Now you're seeing the rest of the league. They're sort of – it's, like, slowly turning where the guys are going to be loyal, right? Like, John Morant's not going to leave Memphis. Zion now, for now, is not going to leave New Orleans. Like, who else – I don't know who that player is.
I think you're right. I think the young guys are kind of reverting back to the way it used to be. And I think maybe they're looking at the situation now where a lot of the guys bouncing around. If you're not LeBron, like, a lot of these guys haven't had the success bouncing around that I think they thought they would. LeBron's been the one guy. It's like, I'm going to go to this team. I'm going to dictate who comes here and I'm going to win the title. And it's worked out for him every time. I feel like with everybody else, it really hasn't worked out that well.
Yeah,
right. And the guys played 8 years separately, right? Wade had a chip with Shaq, and then Bosch and LeBron, they had no success. They were just hitting the wall. And they just said, okay, two of us will take less money and let's build this team and try to win. Now I think these young guys are just getting crazy money. Like if someone like Lou Dort and Simons is getting paid, what's Scotty Barnes gonna get? Or what's any of the Orlando Magic players, what are those guys going to get?
Right.
They're not going to be like, let's team up. They're going to be saying, let's get paid.
I mean, how soon are we going to hear a billion-dollar contracts? 5 years?
Oh, geez.
I think maybe baseball might be sooner.
Think about it. It's not that far off.
Yeah, we're gonna have to pay Judge on the Yankees.
they're gonna have to give him the Yes Network.
Seriously,
just let them get a cut. Let them get a cut of the Billy's profits for the year, and they'll be fine.
<There you go. laughs> Should be all set there. Yeah, it's a lot of money going around out there. That must mean the league's doing good, no? All this money. Obviously, there's a plethora of talent. It just keeps getting crazier. Like, obviously, we're looking at Chet right now. And then you got Wembanyama. I'll probably never pronounce it well. Antetokounmpo eventually learned. So, just Victa. You know, he's even more of a freak. What is he, like 7'5"?
7'3", 4", 5", 7",
7", 8 feet 2. He's like 8'2" point guard. Like, these guys are insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like more of these like guys. The whole league's going to be just like, like, what's it going to look like 30 years from now?
When is it going to end? Like, are people going to be 9 feet tall soon?
they're going to be like a bunch of avatars running around.
Like, yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You got to eventually make the court bigger. It's going to look ridiculous.
It's going to look crazy. All these, like, tall, skinny, long, fucking ugly looking players.
It'll revert back as soon as we get a new Shaquille O'Neal, and he will just destroy these skinny little bodies. If you put prime Shaq in the middle right now, like, you kill a lot of these guys. I think
there's really
imagine Shaq against Chet.
I mean, there's really dead body. There's no guys like that, right? Embiid, is he like the closest to something like that?
To
a Shaq, I guess.
I'd say so. Yeah,
that can shoot. A Shaq that can shoot. Yeah,
but outside of that, who else?
Kenneth Lofton Jr.
That guy's a tank. Yeah.
That guy's a monster.
Yeah.
Pretty hefty.
With all these guys that made all this money that we're all talking about, right? And then, like, they get these huge contracts. And then you have a guy like KD who's, like, the extension doesn't even kick in. And he's like, okay, trade me. And then, like, the year before, you have Simmons with 4 years left on his extension. And he's like, okay, I'm just not going to play until you trade
me. How
do you fix that? If the contracts don't matter, what's the point?
Exactly. Like, I get it. Like, they want to get the money, but then, like, within a year, they're all unhappy. So you can't have both. Like, either take your money and shut up, or don't sign the extension.
I know.
So when they redo the collective bargaining agreement, I think the owners are going to come to the table and say, if you request a trade and you only are a year in or something like that of this multi-year deal, we get some of the money back or something like that, and then these players won't do it. That's the only way you fix it.
Yeah, there'll be something put in play, because it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, the contract, the length of the contract doesn't matter. Like when KD signed that extension, I'm like, oh, okay, great. We got like a nice, you know, 4-year run here with KD. I think I said on this podcast a couple of times ago, I'm like, well, it can't get any worse. You know, during last season, and like everything, like, and then just like Kyrie just like lit the whole thing on fire. So I don't know.
Like these organizations get screwed. And they didn't do it. The Nets didn't do anything wrong. Like that's what stinks, right? And you're talking about a franchise that hasn't won the title since, you know, Dr. J in the New York Nets, right? And now they get close. They have the stars. They maneuvered everything. They have a brilliant GM who's running the show and doing everything. And these guys want to act like fucking douches.
Yeah.
The Nets raised their season ticket prices 130% in some spots. 130, they would double, more than double in some spots in the stadium before this trade. And there's no refunds on that. So anybody that committed to next season being like, hey, okay, we're going to make a run at this title with KD, Kyrie, Simmons, let's go. Now, okay, you might be paying, you know, $300 to sit upper deck and watch, you know, Mikal Bridges.
That's brutal. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think of our friends, right? Like there's, you know, obviously Adam, there's your brother Mike, there's Pine, there's Lorne, there's even Steve Kasser invested money in all your Brooklyn Nets jerseys, right? How many Harden, Durant, Irving, Simmons jerseys? There's so many. There's like 20 between all of you.
I can provide clothing for an entire village right now with Nets gear that I can't wear. It's incredible, honestly.
It's
less than 2 years old.
I mean, is there any way that this is there's no way it's resolved, right? It's done. Like that they can just come back and
The Nets thing. Oh yeah, no, I think that's over. I think that's over. And I think the bigger problem is goes beyond that with the new CBA. How are they going to correct that? I think maybe Josh is onto something with some kind of tax where if you get traded in a certain amount of years or something. But yeah, it's just crazy that you know these teams sign these guys for 5 years. Hey, this is going to be our franchise, and then they're just like, okay, I'm done here.
Yeah.
I got my $200 million contract. Okay, now you can trade me.
Yep.
Yeah, because if
in 6 months Bradley Beal might do the same thing.
I'm telling you, Beal, yeah.
And he will. Next. And he will.
Yeah.
That team's not going anywhere. Nowhere. Yeah.
He, the best part of that is he's got a no trade. So he's gonna be like, trade me to this team.
Unreal. Yep. Wow. That's so bad.
I'm still hoping the Knicks get Porzingis back so I can bring back my jersey.
Oh, stop.
It's a nice jersey.
What's up with
Harden? I have a Tad Young I'm ready to dust off if the Nets trade KD to the Raptors. I'm bringing that one back.
I'm never getting rid of any of these jerseys. I want to keep them forever.
Is Harden taking less money or what?
Is it weird that they didn't sign him yet?
Well, supposedly they met this past Saturday. No, they were supposed to meet.
I think so.
Yeah,
he's gonna take less money so they can sign people.
Where'd they meet? At the Hamptons party?
Yeah, they're all there.
They were all there.
He was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Harden was there.
Yeah.
They had a sneaky good offseason so far, right?
PJ Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker. They got who'd they get from? They got somebody from Memphis.
Shelton. Milton, sorry.
Milton, D'Anthony Melton. Yeah, so I kind of like what they did. Yeah.
He's building the 2018 Rockets, right? With Daniel House. They got Daniel House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. Yep.
I mean, if Harden comes back, like, actually in shape, stays healthy, and yeah, but I just don't see it, man. I think he's, like, he's done.
I think he's done.
His peak is just, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, I think it's over for him.
He doesn't have to be the main guy, though. If he's just like plays Robin role to Embiid, I do think they'll probably get off that Tybalt and
Tobias Harris.
They'll probably get off of those guys.
Yeah, I think Tybalt probably should have been like a free safety in the NFL because he can't play basketball. Like he's really aggressive and he's like instincts are great, but he just can't dribble, shoot, or anything.
No offense. Yeah.
I think a deal that makes sense for the Knicks would have been Fournier and Julius Randle to Philadelphia, and we take back Tobias Harris and maybe Matthias Thybulle.
Yeah, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, I kind of like that for both teams.
Yeah. I don't think they would do that, but like they could use Fournier scoring and Randall right now is probably equivalent. I don't know if he's worse than
Tobias, but
nah, he's better. I think so.
I mean, it remains to be seen.
I think people are like Juice, you said, underrated yeah. Randle now.
Yeah, people are really down, but when you compare the numbers, they weren't that far off. But everyone's just mad because, like, he did have his moment where he was, like, booing the fans and
yeah.
doing that. And
yeah, but he's 2010 every year, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
He's underrated. Yeah. I'm rooting for him to have a comeback.
His second team All NBA, would he go 24, 10, and, like, 6 assists on, like, 40% from 3? I mean, amazing numbers. And he wasn't that far off last year, but yeah, just the leadership stuff and, you know, the locker room stuff. Not good.
It's gonna be interesting. I'm gonna, like, if he does well, is our coach gonna bury Obi on the bench, or like, what's our coach gonna do? That's like,
I know. I need more Obi minutes. I mean, we need to see his real potential, but I'm afraid we're probably not gonna
play him at the 3. Put him in the show.
Well, yeah, we've been saying this, you know, maybe go Brunson, RJ, Obi, Randall,
Mitch.
I'd love that, but I don't think Thibs is creative enough to think of that.
I think Thibs just knows if you can't play D in the league or you can't play D in practice, he's not going to play you. Guarding a 3, like defending the 3 is tough, and Obi's not there yet.
Yeah.
He's so athletic, though. I don't know.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. But give it a shot. Give it, like, try it.
And he's a smart player. Like, Obi's what, 6'8"? He's 6'8", 6'9", right?
Yeah.
What is Tatum or Jaylen Brown? Aren't they, like, 6'8", 6'9"?
Yeah, it's probably the same range.
Yeah, like, I feel like they have similar bodies. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but athletically, they're different. They are different. Like, if you watch Jaylen Brown move in his body, he's a specimen, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, were there any Durant for Brown rumors, like dealing with the devil there, or no?
Yeah, that's what I heard that talked about, and, you know, KOC and Verno on their podcast were talking about it, and I think Simmons was talking. You know, a lot of people have been mentioning that because the Celtics were like.
I don't think Boston would do it.
I don't think they would either.
Neither did I. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they keep Brown.
I think they like what they got. They weren't that far off, right? I mean.
Yeah, 2 games.
Yeah, 2 games. They got Brogdon, Gallo. I mean, I don't know if that changes things, but who knows?
Is Miles Turner going to be the first NBA player in history to be involved in a trade rumor every year of his career but never get dealt? Because I hope he's on Indiana forever now.
So
yeah, what's up with that?
I was listening to the Windhorse podcast earlier, and he said, there is zero, he said without saying that there's zero chance that Turner is a Pacer by the time the season starts.
Zero?
Zero.
Zero.
That's basically what he said.
So what are they waiting for? What's the big trade? Like, where's he going?
I don't know. I think maybe they're waiting to see if they can get involved with this sign-in trade.
With the Aiden.
As far as yeah. the Nets go. Or, you know, I think they're waiting to see if Aiden shakes loose. You know, I think those are the couple of things they're looking at.
This is my prediction for the Nets. This is going to turn into when Patrick Ewing left the Knicks. It's going to be a 5-team deal. It's going to be the largest trade in NBA.
Yeah, I see that too. I could see it being just like a monster trade. Yeah.
We're gonna need a full hour to dissect who got what, and I can't wait.
Twitter season, baby. Last but not least, does Miles Bridges ever play an NBA basketball game again?
Oh
yeah.
That was pretty brutal. I mean, my God, the fucking night before free agency, the night before you're going to get paid, what?
$100 million.
You're going to get $100 million?
That's a tough one.
He wanted the max, yeah.
What a fucking idiot. Detroit. Oh, you think he was going to Detroit? You didn't think he was...
No. I don't think he was going to... I think if Charlotte didn't pay him what he wanted...
Oh,
he was going to
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah,
what's like the consensus now? Is he going to get suspended for... the year?
I mean, she posted pictures. It's bad.
He should probably be worrying about going to
prison.
Oh, go to jail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like people were posting a video of him in the gym, like the first day of free agency, and they're like, see, look, he's doing fine. It's like, that was probably like weeks ago. Yeah. He's fucked. And he had an amazing year last year, right? I mean, I thought he should have probably got most improved player at one point.
He was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they could be a team to watch, right? Because I think,
well, now I don't know.
I think that kind of falls apart. I think a lot. No, I'm by team to watch, I mean a team to watch in trades.
Oh, right. Yeah. Miles Turner.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Terry Rozier, I think, could be a guy that they might look to get off. Maybe they could be a landing spot for like a Westbrook potentially, since they don't have to pay Bridges.
Or Hayward.
Or John Collins, right?
Yeah, Hayward's going to be out there.
John Collins there now. Sure. What about John Collins? Where's he going? It's been rumored for like how many years? Him and Turner.
I've been trying to get him on the net since he got drafted.
What's going on with that? I mean, there's still a lot out there, you know?
He's a good player, John Collins. I really believe it that nobody wants to play with Trae Young.
Really?
Yeah, I think that might be true.
He's just one of those guys. He's probably like a...
Except cool DeJounte Murray.
Have fun, but he's not a guy like I want to play basketball with.
Except DeJounte. DeJounte
wants to play with me.
I like what the Detroit Pistons have been doing for the last like 2 years. They got like a...
They got a fun team.
They're slowly building a roster.
Them and
the Rockets?
What'd you say, Paul? I'm sorry.
Rockets, you're talking about?
No, Detroit. Detroit.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, Pistons and they got, Thunder got fun teams.
They got Durant, Isaiah Stewart at the backcourt. Now you have Cade Cunningham, I think, is a star. I think he's going to be
awesome. He's awesome.
Right? Yeah, oh, he's great.
You got Ivy. Then you got some mixed bag there.
Well, you got Sadiq Bey.
Sadiq Bey's really good. They got Paul's boy from Syracuse, Buddy Boeheim.
Luka
Garza. I think they're going to get rid of him.
By the way, the whole roster is at Summer League.
it's
the greatest Summer League team ever assembled.
That's amazing.
I always said we should go to Vegas and just, if we didn't get tickets, it'd be fun.
It's in Salt Lake City, though, no?
Or is that just this week? There's a few of them. There's one in Orlando. There's one in Salt Lake. The one this weekend is in Vegas. That's the one the Knicks are in.
Trevor Keels.
Is Killian Hayes still on the team? He was another one.
Yeah, he's still there.
Right?
And then they got some vets like Alec Burks to kind of, you know.
Yeah.
He can be a vet.
In Nerlens. Nerlens, yeah.
Nerlens. What team are that? I don't think they're a playoff team.
Year away.
1 year? 1 year away?
Yeah, maybe like a year away. Yeah.
Little more. They're really young.
They're gonna be tough though. They're gonna be around. That backcourt will be, if they stay together, be tough to deal with.
That's a tough combo.
Yeah.
A lot of league pass teams. Adam, I'm telling you, you gotta get it. This is the year. League pass.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do it.
It's really becoming that. I mean, so many fun teams.
How much is it, League Pass now?
It's like crazy expensive now.
Is it?
Oh, Dofu. Dofu app.
Yeah, what is this Dofu?
The Dofu.
Look it up.
Yeah. So far, I've tried it with the Yankees. I mean, it works.
Spell it. You can only do it on the phone, though?
Well, no. If you have an iPad, I think on the computer you could do it. I know Fire Stick doesn't have it. D-O-F-U.
Dofu.
I'm going to try it for NFL. Hopefully it works. I feel like that's when it's going to stop working, though. NFL season, you know?
I think the 2015 Knicks, I think, won 23 games. And I think I had season tickets that year, but we won't talk about that. Then the Larry Brown Knicks won 23 games. But those guys had it was unwatchable. They didn't have a single player worth watching. But now, like, if you get League Pass, and who's the worst team? Like, there's players. Like, you can watch the Orlando Magic, you can watch Paolo, you can watch OKC, watch Chet.
Oh, it's, I love that team, yeah.
It's pretty good. You can watch Detroit and watch Ivy and, you know, Cade Cunningham. It's pretty good now.
There's not a team out there right now I could think of where I'd be like, I'm not interested in really watching.
I think the Spurs.
Maybe the Bulls.
What about the Spurs?
Well, they got Sochan. They got Paul's boy Sochan. They got
oh god,
Josh Primo.
They got what's his face?
Yeah.
Well, actually, they traded
Johnson.
They got Vessel, Devin Vessel. They traded away Lonnie Walker. Yeah, I don't know, but they will in a year when they have Victor. You know, they'll be fun. But yeah, every team has like some intriguing players like to watch. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe if Mitchell's gone, Jazz won't be that fun to watch, but. Every team is very.
What about our Sacramento? Did we mention Sacramento at all or no?
So I liked Keegan Murray. Oh, Keegan Murray.
Did you guys see those two guys that were like 40 wins?
Yeah.
That was pretty hilarious on Twitter.
Yeah, that was great.
I don't think, like, he wasn't kidding, right? He was dead serious, right?
I don't know. Maybe some sarcasm. But,
I don't know.
Keegan Murray looked good in Summer League. I think he's just good.
I kind of think they might be a playing team this year.
You got Sabonis and Fox.
Keegan, they got Herter, Kevin Herter.
They got Herter. They got Murray, Barnes.
Rashawn Holmes.
Yeah, Rashawn Holmes. I forgot they got Davion Mitchell. They got it's kind of a squad. If they could put all, and then Mike Brown, new coach. They could put all it together.
Yeah, I'm going to buy some King stock, I think.
Yeah, I like it. Blazers got better.
I like it.
yeah. Will Orlando be good? I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Paolo changes things
like
that much.
I like their team, though. They have Paolo. I like...
Suggs. Cole Anthony. Your boy
Fultz. I love Anthony. Fultz stinks. I think they re-signed Mo Bamba.
They did. Big re-signing. Bamba. Can't believe he got like a song. Like, you know what I mean?
I know.
Him and Tyler Herro. Tyler Herro has a song too. Yeah, I mean, there's not a team. I'm still thinking about it. Like, you know, even like the Pacers, they got Haliburton. Like, there's so many good like teams that have like fun players. The league is very healthy.
Based on the way the draft shook out, who do you guys think is going to win Rookie of the Year?
Oof.
I think Chet.
I think it goes, well, who's going to get the most usage, right?
Chet.
Usually.
Banchero?
I don't know. I feel like Chet will. I mean, you got Shai Gilgeous, but like maybe Chet's already like the second guy there, you know? You got Giddey, who's a good distributor. Get him a lot of touches. I don't know. Jabari Smith. I don't think so.
You know what the problem is with Jabari? Those guards don't pass.
Right. Yeah, Green and Porter Jr. Yeah, they're going to be like,
yeah,
nah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ivy.
Keegan was the most NBA ready. So if he just gets the minutes, maybe him.
I like him a lot.
What about the kid? What about the kid on Arizona that got drafted by Indiana?
Mathurin. Yeah, Mathurin.
Still young.
I'm excited. Okay.
Did you guys see what he said after the draft?
Yeah.
Where he's like, what he said? LeBron's gonna have to prove he's better than me.
Yeah. Sometimes these guys just say things, but him and Haliburton's a fun backcourt.
He's Canadian, and I was looking at the Canadian, like, the players that are coming out of Canada. It's insane how many good players they have.
The Canadian team is going to be amazing in 2024.
There's more and more coming. It's not going to stop.
Yeah, think about it. You got Wiggins, RJ, Shai Gilgeous, Lou Dort.
Oh, yeah.
Mathurin, whatever. That's five.
That's a good group right there.
Kelly Olynyk.
Corey Joseph. Ken Birch. There's tons of guys.
What about Anthony Bennett?
Oh, God.
I don't know if he's...
Jamal Murray.
Murray. Holy shit.
Jamal Murray. Dylan Brooks.
Dude, they have a fucking squad.
Alexander Walker. Chris Boucher, Dwight Powell, Trey Lyles,
Tristan Thompson,
Brandon Clark, O'Shea Brissett, Braz Dacus,
Chris Boucher.
I mean,
Brandon Clark. Yeah. Wow.
Damn.
Dwight Powell.
I didn't realize this many. These many guys were Canadian. Pretty crazy.
Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah, we
need to start building the Team USA up. I don't know if we can beat these guys.
Honestly, they're gonna be tough. France have good, because like think about it, Victor, you know, they'll have him eventually, and then Gobert, Fournier, maybe not that good. yeah, maybe not. Never mind. Disregard. Well, they were good. They were good. I mean, they made it to the finals last time, but yeah, maybe they're not that great.
What about Serbia?
So it's just Jokic.
What about that kid? What about Jovic? The
Heat drafted. Yeah, he went off in summer league.
He looked pretty good in Miami.
Yeah, I know.
He's gonna be great. Did it again.
Yeah, he looked. He looked like a stud. Yeah. So you think the next week will be pretty active, Adam?
Yeah, I think Katie's his son before Monday.
Before Monday. Okay.
All right. That's my prediction. Right. So by the end of the weekend, KD is the son.
That trade goes through. What's Phoenix? What's their starting five?
Paul, Booker, KD. They signed Biyombo.
Crowder, maybe?
And Crowder. Yeah, there you go. Paul, Booker, KD, Crowder, Biyombo.
You know, it really doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
If the Nets
get like anything for Kyrie somehow or whatever, if they get that haul with Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons is like back to normal, I think like that team is really good.
Yeah,
even now.
Yeah,
yeah. Like even if they were like reluctantly, they were like, okay, we'll just take Ayton, like Simmons, Bridges, and Ayton. Like that's a good start with Joe Harris, Royce O'Neal they picked up, you know. I mean, it's not great. I'll just swallow some glass right now that I'm saying all these names.
That Suns team would have to make another big move. That's not a title team.
Yeah, they have to get some minimum guys, I guess. Maybe they could find some guys.
Yeah, Warriors. Warriors still the team to beat.
That's a pretty soft team to me, too. Booker.
Oh, yeah. And Chris Paul, I mean, come on. This guy, you know, he's always injured. It's inevitable. Yeah.
I don't know how Kevin Durant could look at and Rich Kleiman could look at the Suns and be like, hey, this is a way better situation.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get why they're so gung-ho on Phoenix. I just don't, you know, when you got to trade half the team away anyway. So, I don't know. I wish these guys would just like, you know, they were able to speak out more. Like, I saw Robin Lundberg go at KD on
Twitter.
You saw that, right? And
yeah, I did.
And KD's like, what do you... I forget what he said exactly. He's like, what do you want me to say? Or
He's kind of like, you wish.
Oh, yeah. He's like, keep dreaming, Robin. Yeah, LMAO. Because he's like asking him all these questions, which are all valid questions. Obviously, he's not going to answer them on Twitter. But,
yeah.
Hey, Robin, shoot your shot, right? You figure that ass. Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. Going to be a lot of action.
Yeah, I'm hoping, because it's been real quiet the last, you know, how many days now? Like, since Thursday? Friday?
I wonder if the Knicks would throw their hat in somehow and try to get involved.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Not for those who maybe in the three-way where they can get something else.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do. Like, we thought for sure they were, like, making the moves during the draft, they're like, oh, are they prepping for something bigger? Like, what's going, you know, it seemed like it was just cap space for Brunson, but I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't seen anything. It's been quiet. So we'll see. We'll see. So anything else, guys?
Bring it on. Yankees. Pretty good. That's it.
Yeah, Yankees still churning away, crushing it. Baseball.
And big shout out to Juice. I heard he got a hole in one this past weekend.
Yeah, did you? Wish. No.
I was like, wait, you did?
bro, if that happened, it's gonna happen. I'm telling you.
One of you guys are going to get a hole-in-one one day.
Even if it's on
a... I would lead off with that. I'd be like, forget about KD.
This is what we're talking about.
are we under... Josh, are we under 100 yet?
This weekend was at 100, and I missed the last putt. It, like, toilet bowl.
Oh,
my
God. Oh,
it was 100.
Still.
It'll happen.
That's great. Yeah, practice makes perfect.
How about the death of college football? All these guys are leaving divisions.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's super stupid.
Yeah, I don't. It's yeah, I hate it.
So what? Just bring like, back the Big East, the original Big East.
USC is going to come to Rutgers to play like a January game in Piscataway.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Like, come on.
I heard Ohio State might leave to go to the SEC. Like, there's all these
rumors. So. Yeah, Notre Dame, Big Ten. Yeah.
No, Notre Dame.
I think it's going to be like three conferences at the end of the day, or two.
Yep. Like three 16-team conferences, something like that. Or
yeah.
They just want to break away from the NCAA and do their own thing.
Wow.
But it's done. Like college, like sports, the way we knew it, it's over. It's just completely, it's done.
Yeah.
But we'll still watch it.
What about the Arch Manning thing? Texas?
Cooper?
Cooper's son.
How much?
Is that going to be the most must-watch college athlete since, I don't know.
Since Johnny Football?
I guess so.
What's the weird, like the weird part is they got to change that rule because wouldn't he have to go to college for 3 years regardless?
Yeah, I think so.
I think college you either have to be like 21 or you played 3 years.
Yeah, I think you're right actually.
Which would kind of suck. Like if he could get hurt. I mean, he'd probably be the number one pick after like his freshman year. Maybe
he might be the number one pick now.
Now,
yeah.
Yeah, they got to change that rule.
Texas,
there's
though.
There's going to be like 11 teams trying to tank for him, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Texas hasn't been good in a minute. So I think that's, you know, a plus for college football. I feel like Texas needs to be back in the mix. So that's good. But speaking of number one pick, so Baker Mayfield gets traded to the Panthers. He's going to get to compete with Sammy. The fuck?
So the first and third pick. Are on their rookie contracts on the same team.
Unreal. Man.
You got to be happy with the Jets haul for Darnold after seeing that Baker only got a fifth round pick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jets
got like a 2, a 4, and a 5, something like that. Yeah, I don't know. I would think Mayfield will be the starter. I think he's better than Darnold, right?
I don't know.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I was just gonna say flip a coin. We'll see. I was just saying, like, I wish Hard Knocks can like switch to the Panthers now. You know,
what about Cleveland with that roster, which is loaded, and Watson probably gets suspended, I would think. So who's gonna play quarterback?
I know, what a disaster.
Jacoby Brissett is the quarterback. So like
Brissett, okay, then we find that.
I mean, he's all right.
Like,
but
that's brutal, though, man. If you're like. They're kind of like in a win now, like mode, right?
I know.
So you're kind of like,
yeah, it's not great, actually.
You're kind of punting a year if he's got, you know, he's the most guaranteed money in the league.
And then Watson, at this point, he won't play. It'll be how many seasons?
Two full seasons.
I mean, the season before last, didn't he miss a bunch of games too? Injuries?
Yeah.
I mean.
He's really good, but like that's like act like he was like dominating the league. Like he had some wacky games, a lot of turnovers. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, man. I think they're gonna really regret what they did, Cleveland.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't look great right now.
Yeah,
no,
that's for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm ready for football soon. It's gonna be here.
Yeah,
ten Sundays away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, training camp will be end of this month. So,
yes, sir.
It's creeping up. So,
Daniel Jones.
I actually was saying this. I don't think I told you guys, but I'm like 1,000% sure the Giants are going to use a draft pick next year and take a quarterback.
Yeah, probably.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, Jones. unless Jones throws for like 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, he needs to.
Is it true that did the Giants really not have a wide receiver touchdown last year?
Not for like the last 10 games.
Yeah, we had one. We had like one or two.
Like early on, we did.
I thought that was insane. I thought I heard that, but okay.
Andrew Thomas, the offensive lineman, he had more touchdowns than Kadarius Toney and Kenny Golladay.
Wow.
Jesus.
Kenny Golladay is the worst player in the NFL, by the way.
I do think Barkley is going to ball out, though. I think he's going to have a huge year. Saquon and Toney.
Josh, if you're the Giants and Jones has like one of those like in between, like, yeah, he had like 32 touchdowns, 19 interceptions, and they win like 9 to 10 games, then what do you do? His QB rating is like 85.
I'm still going quarterback because I think that they can win. They're in that range to win 7, 8, 9 games just by playing good defense, being like a new coach, new gadget offense, really making players better than they are. But we're not going to win these games because the quarterback play is so strong. I don't see that. So I think even if Jones and no other team in the NFL is going to offer Jones like a big deal. So I think we could keep Jones for cheap and still draft the quarterback of the future.
Yeah. All right. I'm buying that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What's on TV? Anything good? No shoes. There's no good shows on anymore. What's going on?
I just watched a good show, The Bear, on
FX. My brother's been talking about it.
Yeah, it's on FX, but it's also on Hulu. With
everybody loves that.
Yeah, Lip from Shameless. I don't know his real name. I apologize.
Who's the bear?
Lip, I think.
He is the bear.
So
is it a spinoff?
Right. It almost seems like a spinoff, right? Because Lip, that actor, is so typecast. It's in Chicago. So his brother, who runs this Italian beef hole in the wall type restaurant, but you know, popular in Chicago. So he kills himself. So his younger brother, Carmi, he's like a Michelin chef, like, you know, celebrity chef. I don't know if he's celebrity, but he's like this big time New York City chef, whatever. Comes home, takes over the restaurant, and you know, just kind of like all the trials and tribulations with that. And it's a really good show. Really good. It's like 8 episodes.
Check it out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's I don't know how people do it, man. I don't know how people work in kitchens and restaurants, and it's fascinating, honestly.
It's a tough gig.
Tough gig. I mean, it's just like 6, 7 days a week. It's just repetitive. You know what I mean? Like, it's nuts. I don't know how they do it. It's amazing. But some people love it, you know? They love cooking and
passion.
Yeah, passion. Making food for people. So it definitely is one of those shows that, like, shows that. It's cool. Because I'm reading, coincidentally, I'm reading Kitchen Confidential, which is the famous Anthony Bourdain book.
Oh, I read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Great book. I'm almost done with it. I've just been really into Bourdain lately. I've been watching like a lot of old episodes of, you know.
I was watching it last night, actually, when he was in Thailand. Yeah. But
a bunch of his shows. Parts Unknown or with like the older show? Because he had like
No Reservations.
No Reservations, yeah. Because he had like 3 different shows.
Yeah, it was Thailand. Yeah.
My favorite quote from that book is when he goes, "How do you make how do you make $10 million in the restaurant industry? Start with, I mean, I'm sorry. How do you make $1 million in the restaurant industry? Start with $10 million.
Or no fish. Don't order fish on Mondays.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Don't do that. Great book. Fascinating life. I mean, it's crazy. So there's a documentary actually on HBO, new documentary about Bourdain, which is really good. I recommend that too. It's just crazy that he took his life, you know. All things considered, but after watching the documentary, it makes a little more sense, but yeah, I would just say go watch it. But yeah, so check out The Bear, check out the Bourdain doc. That's all I got. Otherwise, I don't know. Bachelorette's coming back soon. Not much else out there.
I'm reading, well, now he's a big name after this NBA offseason, Jake Fisher's Built to Lose, How the NBA's Tanking Era Change the League Forever. It's basically pretty much Moneyball
Okay.
for and like it goes into all the summer leagues and training camps and the inside the dinners and that sort of thing. And like talking about players and how they like came up with algorithms on who to pick and all that. It's pretty good so far. I'm like two chapters in.
I like that. Yeah, Jake Fisher. I didn't even really know who he was until this offseason.
This year, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, he's been one of the stars.
He's blown up. Yeah, he's definitely been one of the stars. That sounds interesting, though. I might check that out after I finish this other book. That's cool.
Okay. Paul, you should learn how to read, Paul.
I've been trying. It's been years and years. I can't put the words together.
Anything else on TV we should be watching? They're kind of bleak.
Everyone's just talking about Stranger Things, and I don't watch it.
Yeah,
so
I gave up season three. Yeah, I gave up.
Am I wrong in thinking that show is for like teenage girls?
First season was really good. Second season, good, not great. And then third season, I don't know. I just like stopped. I forget why. I think it was right before the pandemic, maybe. I don't know.
I don't even know if I don't remember if I watched the third season. That's how I don't remember.
Yeah, like I
one and two for sure. I don't know.
Yeah, but third, I mean, I could go back and I don't know. I'm just not that motivated to do it, I guess. So, yeah.
We'll kind see. Of a dead zone in TV and sports, which kind of stinks.
I know.
Dog days of baseball. That's about
Dog days of baseball. I've been watching a little bit more baseball, but yeah, it's just, you know, it's hard for me to get really into. But, you know, I've been watching the Yanks. I mean, they're just best team since 98. They're like better than the 98 team. So,
but then it all comes back soon.
Right.
Playoff baseball this year will be New York, full teams.
Hopefully. October should be fun, hopefully. That's arguably the best sports month, but can be debated. Anything else?
I'm tired.
We got it all.
Yeah, we went long, guys. We went pretty long.
Yeah.
So, all right.
It was a good, great bud.
Great bud.
See you later.
Take care. Go me.
Peace.
You're welcome. You're welcome.